got you coming and going.
You guys get me going every morning on the way to work?
Every day on my way home.
VOX.
40, 60, WUVOX. Everybody, welcome to the Steve and Lou Show. That's Steve Mayo, Lou Felicione, and the phone number is 914-636-0110. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Lou? Great to see you again.
Same here.
All right.
A couple of things I want to, before I get to the show, I want to mention. I want to congratulate James O'Toole, threw his hat into the ring for mayor. Congratulations. James is a great guy. I just want to put that out there. I just want to say couple of things about Jimmy. Jimmy knows the city workers very good. He knows the guys on the police department very good. The guys on the fire department very good. The guys on the DPW very good. That means a lot in a mayor is respect. And I think that Jimmy, the respect he has from the workforce, will make a good shot for mayor of the city. I think he can listen to both sides of the aisle. I think Jimmy would be a good choice and a great guy, and he's very fair. If you know Jimmy, there was an accident and Windy Brook Road up in the North End or something on South Drake Avenue, he would know about it. You knew something on the borderline where the athletic club is and Pelham there, he would know about it. Something in Sunhaven, he would know about it. He knows this city like the back of his hand. So congratulations to James O'Toole. Steve, you want to say?
Absolutely true. James is a good guy. I don't know his registration. It's not important. I do know that he's a fairly conservative, principled guy, but firmly middle of the road. He's a conservative, middle of the road conservative Democrat. I tell people sometimes, if I think they know a little history, I'm a Harry Truman Republican. Well, Jim O'Toole is, you might say, a Ronald Reagan.
LBJ,
or a Ronald Reagan Democrat.
Yeah.
He's a serious guy. He's not an ideologue. He's really mild, even though he's a big hulking guy. But he's a decent and gentle guy. He helped me honorably and loyally in the school board race. He didn't care what party I'm in. He believes in principles. I think he'd make an excellent choice. And I think, Lou, this is making the point we've made before. We need a functioning two-party system here. Him being a conservative Democrat and there being liberal or leftist Republicans, which has always been the case, is the best two-party system there is. We need a loyal opposition, an honest opposition, and him actually running to be mayor over two people who you would argue are much more to the left than he is. I think that shows a healthy Democratic Party.
I think it shows a great, something great in this city.
Absolutely. And I hope the Republican Party, which we know has gone through some changes, much to the good. I hope we get into tonight or a future show. I think we have to show ourselves open to ideas like this Democratic Party bid by Jim.
All right, there are a couple of things I want to bring up here, Steve. Number one is this train derailment in Ohio. This is very sad. You know, they're saying right now that there's no damage, the air is good, the ground level is good. But if you remember 9/11, I mean, 9/11, they said for a week, it's not bad. Nothing's bad. 20 years later, people are still dying from cancer from who are down in that area. This is crazy. The government needs to step up to the plate. And Buttigieg should be out from government. He did not show up one iota, one second he showed up down there and said, you know, looked at it, saying this is a catastrophe. I want better ground samples. I want them to dig deeper. I want them to see, test the wells. Because in that part of Ohio, it's not like New Rochelle, New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, or whatever. We have sewers and sewer water and running water, whatever. Almost all that whole area is wells and septic systems. So you don't know what's going into the ground and what's going into people's septic system. Because once you hit a main vein in a well system, that could travel 10, 20 miles water lines or whatever. So I think that Buttigieg was totally wrong what he did in that whole thing, Steve, in Ohio.
It's shocking, Lou. You don't want to sound partisan about this, but that's not the case here at all. Responding to Katrina and responding properly was Bush's obligation. It seems he could have done a lot better. The Flint, Michigan water crisis, remember, years ago, was considered environmental racism. Well, I don't know if it was or it wasn't, but it certainly was unfair to some lesser income people in the sad city of Flint, Michigan, which we know has had some great days gone by and depressed like a lot of former industrial areas. This is a real crisis. Even if it's on a small scale, it's not a Katrina, thank God. It's got to take the attention of federal regulators. According to what I've read on the web tonight, today is the first day FEMA's been called in. I can't believe it.
That's crazy.
That's what I read today.
That's what I said. The Buttigieg should be ousted from the job.
I will confirm it, but I don't want to be quoted on that, but it certainly is the first major call for FEMA. It's a disgrace. Buttigieg, while you were talking, Lou, I said to myself, that is his border crisis. Like, Biden's been shamed by the border. This supposed transportation secretary should be shamed by this train derailment and the poor response. Same goes for the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, who's a Republican, and I think a fairly decent one. I think he misstepped, too. Maybe he was speaking prematurely. He's got to account also. First, he said the water's safe. Now he said it isn't. But to his credit, at least he got involved. This is a federal crisis, Lou, because you know railroads are a national concern. That's pure interstate commerce. Feds rule the roost on that matter, and the feds should have been there first. And I want to know, Lou, where are all the environmentalists who are always screaming about pollution?
Steve, you know, I don't care, Democrat or Republican. You're wrong, you're wrong. And the governor, he might be Republican, but he was wrong. He was wrong. And you have people, women are just on the news the other day, people with rashes, coming up with rashes. That's a chemical reaction a lot of times. So you don't know what this is going to cause years down the road or whatever. It's just disgusting. The second thing I want to bring up is that we have a president that went to Ukraine. He went to Ukraine the other day. He made a sneak attack in Ukraine. It was supposed to be the next day. Yeah. He went a day earlier so nobody would know or whatever. He went to Poland, flew into Poland. Then he took a two-hour-and-a-half-hour train ride to go into Ukraine. Here's a guy that hasn't been to the border, but he's worried about other countries' borders.
I think he went to the border once.
He's worried about other countries' borders or whatever like that. Now I'm hearing that China is looking to get into the race now, helping out Russia, giving them more technology, more bombs, and more stuff like that. This president does not know what he's doing. You know, I was a lot of critical over the years with Trump, with the January 6th, and I mentioned, and we all know the party mouth.
I hope Chris isn't listening.
The party mouth that I said he had and whatever like that. But this would have never happened under Trump administration. Never.
This is
what's going on.
Lou, this is the definition of ineptitude. President Biden, I think he brought a lot of potential to the job. The man's been in Washington for four decades. He's shown none of his experience or his training. This is a disgrace. On an economic level, unprecedented inflation, bad response. FEMA should have been there day one, and the president should have been thundering on the radio and television on the web. This is not to be allowed to happen. Lou, we know that more of this country's freight moves by railroad than by trucks. We have to know this. And if we can't have a safe railroad system, what is the future for us, especially when we talk about energy conservation? Railroads are the most efficient type of long-distance travel. We should be striving to make it safe. What do we learn from this experience? The people ignore it. You know, I think President Biden went to Ukraine for the quiet. Can you believe this?
Well, you know what, Steve? You know, I've been saying this for years. You've been saying it on the radio for years. We have to do something with the infrastructure in this country. The bridges, the trains running, the 95. I remember a couple of years ago that there was two guys that worked for this highway department. They were having lunch underneath one of the overpasses, and they noticed there was a whole chunk out. And they called it in, and if the guy didn't stop to have lunch in a little diner on the highway, would have never seen this, and that whole thing would have came down. You remember what happened years ago on the way to Greenwich, Connecticut.
Mianus River.
Yeah,
horrible.
Right there.
The bridge.
The bridge thing collapsed.
Oh, my God.
The people just went to the water with their cars. We can't have this happening in this country. We need to put more money in for the infrastructure. We give money to billions of dollars to a lot of people, but we put in cheap material and stuff in our own backyard. Well, we should be taking care of the infrastructure of this city.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm the first advocate of local control, local management of issues, many issues, police, education. Railroads is not a matter of local issues. It's national. It's got to be handled nationally. And maybe the money should be spent through the states, but it's got to be led from Washington. This is something where the president should be speaking and acting.
All right. That's the music. We got to go to break. The phone number is 914-636-0110. Give us a call. And we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Wakes me up every morning and keeps me going all day.
Till night.
I listen all day.
You can count on us, WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome back, everybody. The phone number is 914-636-011. Nikki, was that from the Cream album?
I thought I read it was from Fresh Cream, but I'm not positive.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Nick. All right. I'm told Bruce is on the line. Bruce?
Here I am, and it's funny. You should play the song Strange Brew when we had all that strange brew inside those railroad cars.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
It was very appropriate that you picked
that song. What a horrible mix. Yep.
By the way.
Well, yeah. Nicky did that. Great job, Nick, as always.
Well, it was a good one. Now, our model railroad club has to change its safety standards on how we move hazardous freight. All right? No, it's important. We
got to
go like the big guys.
We
got a big model railroad. Yeah.
Not everybody knows that.
Well, we had to have a meeting of the board of directors because we're not going to put all the hazardous material cars in a group. Usually you group cars. You put all the refrigerator cars together. You put all the lumber cars together. You put all, et cetera. We're going to spread out those hazardous material cars over the 130, 150 car length of the train. This way, if we have a derailment of 20 or 30 cars, maybe we only have two or three hazardous cars instead of 10 or 12.
That's a very helpful perspective, Bruce. Thanks.
We got more. Because, by the way, the Black Heart Award, we got to give the Black Heart Award out. Okay? Secondly, make the cars that carry hazardous material smaller. Cars get bigger and bigger and bigger. Cars, the average hazardous material for liquid cars in the 40s was 36 feet long. Then they went to 40. Then they went to 50. Then they went to 60. I haven't measured a big one, but I'll bet you they're 70 feet long now. They carry a lot of strange brew, and it's dangerous. So I would suggest we use smaller cars. All right? So that's the second thing we're going to do with the railroad club. We got to buy smaller cars. All right? The third thing
Bruce,
is just
Bruce,
electric.
Let me ask you something. I just want to be sure.
Yeah.
Was I roughly accurate that we send the most freight overall on railroads, at least for long distances?
Long distance, it is by far, you are 100%. It is hugely efficient, and here's why. The surface area of contact on a steel wheel to a steel rail And they are very carefully shaped, by the way. It's not just haphazard. They're very carefully shaped. The surface area of contact is about the size of a quarter for each wheel. There are 8 wheels on a car. That's $2. That's all it is.
Yes.
When your brakes go on, there's not like a good tire, like a Goodyear against the pavement or anything like that. You have this tiny, tiny little contact space. And when you slam on the brakes, you're just not going to stop. It takes a train going 60 miles an hour is going to take over a mile to stop. When something comes off the track, those cars behind, they keep coming. They can't stop. This electric brake stuff, oh, my God, it's beyond idiocy.
Bruce, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to steal your thunder, if you don't mind. To me, the Black Card Award goes to Buttigieg for not even showing his face at this Ohio.
You beat me to the punch. And by the way, you pronounced it wrong. You pronounced his name wrong. I want you to correct it immediately. Okay? It's pronounced Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Good one. You got me twice today.
Yeah, he certainly deserves it. This is
So our Model Railroad Club is going to get up to date. Everything our Model Railroad Club is doing should be done in reality. There's no doubt about it. By the way, they have track sensors.
Yes.
When a bad hot box is called, when the bearings get hot, they have little readers in the track every few miles, and they know what car has a problem, and they can stop the train. Probably what happened here was a split rail, which caused that accident in Bridgeport a few years ago when the two trains hit each other in Bridgeport.
Incredible.
Split rail.
You know,
I'm going to bet it's a split rail.
Yeah, but the best thing Pete did, this former mayor Pete did, was a few years ago. Remember, he was on his way to a press conference, and he wanted to show how environmentally cool he was. So he rode a bike part of the way, and then he jumped in a cab or a limo. Who knows? I probably have it upside down, but... all show, he has no particular talent for transportation. Put somebody in there who's serious, right?
Yeah. You know, he'd be better off. The president would be better off if he took a guy that worked for a Model Railroad Club. He'd get better results.
All right, Bruce.
Good point, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce. We got like five callers back.
Choo-choo. Have a good one.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. All right, let's get to the next caller. Joanne, you there?
Yes. Hi, guys. I won't waste much time.
Go ahead, Joanne.
But okay, so
waste
I want to
just
that
not
up.
Much time, please, Joanne. Just a little.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm teasing you.
Yeah. So, Florida, I know it's tough. I know you guys are tough. You need 2 hours. Cream. It's funny because I told. Is it Nick? Still Nick there? Right today?
Yes, yeah. Nick's here.
I told him, good job. Because I'll tell you what, with that song in the beginning, I never realized this. It sounds like you're getting ready when they're playing before they play the actual song. It sounds like you're getting ready for a king to walk in. You know, it's like wild.
Right, of course.
You have to listen to the beginning. Yeah,
sure.
That was good. Anyway, so I want to say that. Well, first of all, don't you remember Trump saying "Buttigieg" that every time?
Yes.
Which I thought was obnoxious. So I think he needs to cut out that. He needs to cut that out. Okay. But you know what?
Petty.
Aside from all the name calling, I think that his strength. He would have had all these guys in order and afraid of us. And I think that we need. Let's take his name away. Call him something else. But we need Trump or someone or the like. And there isn't really anyone that is as tough and strong a man as he is, as powerful as a leader. And I just mean it. And I mean it because I'm looking at – we have a bunch of good people. Which on the Jeanine Rose show today, they said Shelley Mayer, she said, oh, they really don't have anybody. Really? I think they have a lot. They have a pretty good lineup there, okay? But, you know, a few maybe not, but there are a few good, strong people there. But nobody, not even DeSantis, sorry, he's a good guy. He's great. He's admirable. He's classy.
Yes.
But he's not as tough. He's a little wimpy to me, sorry. But he doesn't have, you know, what it takes, and I think it takes Trump. Sorry, guys. But, okay, that's one thing.
Joanne, I think DeSantis is young yet. I think that
of course.
4-8 years, you know, he'd be just in his late 50s at that time. So he's young yet.
Yeah,
so I think he's got a lot of time to it.
He's horribly young.
Yeah.
Not an insult, of course.
I guess, but because you believe, Shelley, this is the thing, and I don't dislike Jeanine Rose, I have to tell you. She's got a lot of good things, and she tells me her family's divided also with this. So she's got half Republican, half is what she told me, and there's a lot about her that I do like. So, you know, I know a lot of people that don't. You know, it's all political.
Yes,
but here's the thing. Shelley Mayer, I think we've got to get rid of her before. Wow. She is she made this one statement. I'm just going to say this, and then I'll let you go. I won't say the rest of my nonsense. But the one thing she said today on the show amazed me. Shelley Mayer. She said, well, and she's a senator for everybody around here. You know, all the Yonkers, New Rochelle. I think she's telling me.
And, boy, we need to fix that state senate, don't we?
Oh, my God, dude. We totally do. It is ridiculous. What she said today. You tell me how ridiculous the statement is not. She said, I think that he's doing Biden now an excellent job, and after all, you know, he's calm. He's half dead. God forgive me. God forgive me for saying that.
Yes.
But to me, I know that's horrible, and I don't mean it like that. But you know what I do mean. Okay. Yeah. And I think that. Are you kidding me? We need strength right now. We need strength to pull this nation back to where it should be. And I can't even understand her making a statement. Like, then she went on and on.
Let me just suggest, Joanne, that's what happens when you don't have a local press. There's not a daily newspaper that's reliable anymore. You know, economics mainly. Thanks to WVOX, you have at least us talking about it. I'm sure some of the other conversations, too. But it's shameful. But also, it's been the weakness of the Republican Party that allows her to say silly things like that.
Very true. And, you know, one more thing, guys, before you hang up. I have to say that, I mean, I have a lot of friends, a lot of my own personal friends that do not I can't watch the news anymore. I'm sick of it. You know what? Right now, this is what it's a need basis, need-to-know basis. Every day is, to me, a need-to-know basis. We have to see. You know what I mean?
Absolutely true.
That all is fine to me. I'm not interested. I'm not with that. And in the local news, too. And you know that locally in Arizona what's going on. And therefore, that's true. But
of course.
But even on a national basis.
Let me just ask you this. Let me ask you this, Joanne. And Lou, I want your opinion. I thought a few years ago, instead of these phony debates for president, primaries and other, these phony debates with, you know, trick questions, I think it would be much more interesting, more revealing, maybe too revealing, to actually pose real-life challenges to the candidates. Like, instead of, what do you think about our relations with Outer Mongolia? How about, what would you do if there was a, heaven forbid, accident on the so-and-so railroad line in Alaska to Washington? Why don't they do that? I don't know.
Because they don't want to put no pressure on them, that's why.
Okay, you guys, I'll be listening, and thank you, Queenie. I want to tell you something before you go. Friday,
this Wednesday, it starts Lent, and I could never give up Queenie for Lent. we love you, and calling the show every week. Thanks, Joanne. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back, and I'm told Vince is the first online. You're all I want to know.